of causing criminal damage. And Saudi Arabia have pulled off the shock result of the World Cup so far, beating one of the biggest names in global football, Argentina, 2-1. BBC News.
Read tonight by Caroline Nichols. We've comedy starring Bill Bailey in a moment as a man who unexpectedly meets his childhood imaginary friend. Then later this evening, we've an edition of the Today Debate. Tonight, Michelle Hussein and a panel of experts will be asking what challenges are facing the asylum system and how might it be fixed. We'll join them and a live audience at 8 o'clock.
For seven decades,
thousands of songs
have soundtracked the lives of generations of us.
But there's only ever been
one official countdown.
No, I love you so.
Marking the 70th birthday of the UK's official singles chart.
We're playing the most streamed songs.
From 1952
all the way through to today.
Compiled by the official charts company, exclusively for BBC Sounds.
The UK's official most streamed songs.
To listen, open BBC Sounds,
tap Music, and play
Most Streamed Chart on Back to Back Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, Henneke by David Spicer.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say.
Hello?
Guy?
Tony?
Guy!
What's her... Has something happened?
Happened? Hell yeah, something's happened, Guy. Mr. Johnny Seven One-Man Army, Zabingo!
Oh.
We, you and I, have only gone and closed the biggest deal in the history.
History of Maidstone. Yes, I remember.
You mean you forgot? Making Maidstone history isn't something you forget.
No, I thought it might have been a dream or something.
It's a dream, all right. I'll say it's a dream. It's a 24-carat Technicolor Dreamboat dream of a deal that's going to put Salutified Tech on Easy Street over the rainbow.
Tony.
Yes, Guy.
What's the time?
It's your time, Guy. It's Guy time.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Never too early to tell your number two they're number one.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
I know you do, Guy, and I appreciate your appreciation, and that's why I want to show you just how much I appreciate it.
Really?
I've been sitting here, buzzing my head over what I, Tony, can do to show you, Guy, just how much I appreciate you.
And?
And hold on to your ass, because I think you're going to like this.
I'm all ears, Tony.
That's what I like about you, Guy. All ears, all action, which is why you're not going to be in the office today.
You haven't fired me again, have you, Tony?
No! No one's going to the office today. It's a holiday. In honour of you, Guy, I've declared a national holiday for the office.
We've got the day off.
That's right.
And that's it, is it?
No, that's not it, Guy. We're not going to the office because we are going paintballing!
Paintballing?
Just booked it on my phone. My treat to you as your treat.
Great.
That's just the sort of boss I am. I'll pick you up at your place, soldier!
Great. What the hell's that?
5, 6, 7. All right, Guy.
What? You're still here?
Where else would I be? Is this where you live?
Yes, it's where I live. My house.
Have you got your own room?
Of course I've got my own room. These are all my own rooms. This is my house.
That's brilliant, Guy. We can do anything we want to. We can stay up as late as we want.
What?
Have midnight feasts.
Look.
Not tidy up.
Stop, Henneke.
What?
I thought you weren't real. I mean, I know you're not real. You're my imaginary friend. That is, you were my imaginary friend back when I had an imaginary friend.
You've still got an imaginary friend.
No, I don't. I have real friends.
But according to you, I'm imaginary. And I'm your friend, so you do have imaginary friends. You have me. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
For God's sake, after 45 years of keeping up, you can only do 5.
Well, it might have been 45 years for you, Guy, but for me it's only been since the day before yesterday.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
Where have you been?
I haven't been anywhere. Look, I haven't changed, Guy, but you're really different. You're big and grumpy, and you're no fun. Where have you been?
I've been busy.
Doing what?
Stuff.
Maybe you're the imaginary one.
Me? No, I'm not.
How do you know? You say I'm your imaginary friend, but maybe you're mine.
You're crazy.
Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we both are, together. So what have you got for breakfast? Ugh! What's this?
Granola.
It tastes like birdseed.
How do you know what birdseed tastes like?
Haven't you got anything proper for breakfast? Like ricicles or puffer-puffer rice?
No.
But it's Sooty's favourite breakfast, so it must be good.
All that stuff was just full of sugar.
And that's why it's good.
Do you want some toast?
Have you got any jam?
There's honey.
OK, then. Brown bread?
Yes.
Is that good for you?
So, Henneke, if you're imaginary...
According to you...
How come you eat?
I don't know. So, what have I missed then? Since 1976, what's happened?
Ah, loads of things.
Have we colonised Mars?
Well, no.
The moon?
No.
We haven't colonised anywhere.
Well, middle-class people have started living in Deptford.
But no planets?
No.
Do we have hover cars?
No.
Jetpacks?
No.
Personal teleporters?
No.
Have we taught monkeys how to talk?
Well, with the... No.
So what have we been doing since 1976?
No, I don't know. Stuff.
Doesn't sound like we've done anything.
Are you joking? We've done loads. There's the Channel Tunnel, the internet. Post-it notes.
No talking monkeys.
Just shut up and eat your toast.
Have you got any squash?
For breakfast? No.
So, what are we going to do today? Are we going to play?
No, we're not going to play. I don't play anymore. I work.
Work? You mean your apps for phones?
Yes.
It's not like proper work, is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not like a real grown-up job, sitting about thinking up games for people to play on the telephone. It's not like building skyscrapers or inventing science things.
Software development is one of the biggest growth industries in the UK.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
So you're going to work?
Yes. Although, no, not today. Today, I have to go paintballing.
What balling?
Paintballing. It's Tony's idea, a sort of corporate bonding experience thing.
Can I come?
No, definitely, absolutely not. No.
Please?
Look, you are to stay here. Out of my way and out of my life.
But, Guy...
Henneke, I absolutely forbid you to come with me today.
Okay, roll call. Guy.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Marika.
Here.
And Henneke. Here.
What are you doing here?
Don't ask me.
It's what I was trying to tell you.
I think Marika has a perfect right to be here, Guy.
I don't think you can get rid of me that easily.
That's right. She's a loyal, valuable asset to the team. Damn.
My feelings exactly.
And we couldn't let her miss out on all the fun, could we?
I really wouldn't mind.
Is it gonna be fun?
Also, I booked for four people and Evan said he didn't want to come.
Why?
It's not going to be fun.
That's what Eben said.
And I said I didn't want to come.
Well, I think Eben's wrong. And an idiot. Today is going to be brilliant.
She thinks it's going to be fun.
Are you sure?
What do you know?
I know enough to know I don't want to spend the day playing silly buggers in the woods, shooting people with paint guns.
Is that what we're doing, Guy?
Well, I think it's going to be brilliant. And that Tony's a brilliant boss for arranging it.
Is it, Guy? Is it?
Shush.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to shush, Guy. I think Tony's a brilliant boss, and I'm surprised that you don't.
We get paint guns?
I'm not saying that.
We get real guns?
No, Callie, I don't think Guy's saying that.
Isn't that dangerous?
Are you, Guy?
Yes, of course.
What?
What? No, I mean, yes, of course, I'm not saying that, Tony.
Brilliant.
Why couldn't Dominic have come instead of me?
Dugga, 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 dugga!
Will you be quiet?
I was only asking.
Rude, Guy.
Dominic's busy. He's sending all the Zapingo technical specs and stuff over to Don Becker's people in California.
Johnny Seven!
Oh, not all that again.
I know, Guy. I know. I don't understand it either. Which is why I leave it to Dominic.
He's such a geek.
But isn't it a bit quick? You haven't signed the contract yet.
One man army!
Calm down. Well said, Guy. Look, Marika, you concentrate on running the office and let me concentrate on running the show.
That's brilliant, Tony.
But right now, let's get ready to paintball!
Yay!
Dagga, 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 dagga!
Oh, God.
Okay, people, listen up. My name is Simon. I'm going to be your instructor slash facilitator slash mentor for today's experience. So, how many of you have never been on close contact paint-based combat manoeuvres before?
What?
Paintballing. How many of you have never been paintballing before? Show of hands. Oh, so you've all done it before.
I haven't.
Well, that's a bit of a shame, because I've still got to do this bit anyway. Bloody health and safety. You know what it's like. So, here goes. Close contact paint-based combat. What is it?
Paintballing!
That was rhetorical, actually. But yes, it is essentially what is known by the layman and lady as paintballing. Now, a lot of people and ladies think that paintballing is just about running through the woods shooting people with paint pellets.
Yes!
But that is not what it is.
Oh.
Well, it is that.
Brilliant!
But it's also a hell of a lot more than that.
Wish he'd make his mind up.
Shh, I'm listening.
Good. That's what I like to hear. So, CCPBC is a highly skilled exercise that uses strategy, tactics and teamwork. Think of it like a game of chess. Only with teamwork and where you shoot people with paint.
Can we get on with it?
Now, everyone, including the ladies, is going to be issued with one of these bad boys.
It's a gun!
Which is not a gun.
Yes, it is!
But is a precision pellet projector, a PPP. They're on the racks over there.
Brilliant!
But before you collect them, I'm going to talk you through the functions. So, this is the safety catch. Turn it to off. And you're ready to project, because this is a projector and not a gun. And now, if you squeeze the trigger, you project a pellet, thus. But the thing you have to remember at all times is that whilst this isn't a gun, it also isn't a toy, and it must be used at all times with care, responsibility, and extreme caution.
Charge!
Because whilst a paint pellet is not a high-velocity, armour-piercing bullet capable of killing or seriously maiming, they can still sting a bit. Now, I'm going to divide you up into your teams and give you your missions. So, the Sunbright Conservatory and Patio Regional Accounts Office.
Yay!
Yeah, you're going to be the red team, and you're trying to capture the blue flag from Greenstone Homes Planning Department. You are the green team, trying to get your white flag. Snippy Snips, manager of the month club. You are the black team, and your mission is to capture the orange flag from Salutify Tech.
Yes!
You are the yaller team, trying to capture your purple flag.
It's quiet. Too quiet. I don't like it.
Neither do I.
Shh!
Sorry.
Maybe they've just given up and gone home.
No way! You don't get to be a Snippy Snaps Manager of the Month with that attitude, Marika!
Well said, Tony.
Whatever.
Maybe we should just go out and find them and capture their flag.
What? You think it's that easy, do you?
Yeah. Do you, Guy?
No.
Well, if you think it's that easy...
I don't.
Why don't you just go out there and find them and capture their flag?
Okay, then.
Well done, Guy. That's just the sort of attitude and initiative I admire.
Oh, is it?
Go for it, soldier!
I can go if you want.
And if you don't make it back...
You can get the teas in.
Okie dokie. See you in a minute.
An owl?
Ow! 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 Stop that, Henneke!
Gotcha! You're dead.
Okay, I'm dead. All right.
This is brilliant, Guy. I love playing War in the Woods with you.
This is a serious corporate team-building exercise. We're not playing war.
Yes, we are.
Ow! 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 Right, right. You asked for it.
Ha! Missed!
No, I didn't. How does that work? When you shoot me... Ow! 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 Stop it! As I was saying, when you shoot me, I get hit, but when I shoot you, look, it just goes straight through you.
Brilliant!
Ow! 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 Stop it! Fame Knights!
Oh, OK. But this is great, isn't it? Much better than all those stupid telephone games you make.
They're not stupid. They're just designed for a different end-user experience.
Yeah, but imagine if you could do this on a telephone. Make camps and hunt down your enemies, and then...
Ow! 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 Ow!
You could call it Paint Splat Massacre. It'd be brilliant.
It wouldn't work, Henneke.
Can we build a camp?
No.
Please?
Maybe later. First, Tony sent me to find out where the enemy is.
They're behind that bush over there. I've tried to get them to play, shooting at them and everything. They just ignore me.
Everyone ignores you, Henneke. You're never mind. What are they doing over there?
Talking about sales targets. Why haven't you attacked them?
We've been waiting for them to attack us.
Boring.
Yeah, it is. Which is why we have to do something about it.
Yes! You and me, Guy.
So, we need a strategy.
Let's go!
Henneke! Ah, never mind. Okay, I've located the enemy.
Good man, Guy.
I would have gone.
Yes, Callie, but you didn't.
Where are they?
Over there, behind a bush. I think they're waiting for us.
Oh, clever!
But we're just waiting for them.
Which means that we're as clever as them.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Marika, get down!
You'll give our position away!
That's the idea. Hey, Snippy Snips, we're over here!
Have you gone mad?
I don't think you can leave the game till you've been shot.
OK, then. Ow! There, I'm shot. See you later.
You could be court-martialed for this, Marika!
I'll risk it!
And shot! Again!
Do you think we might be getting a bit too carried away here?
Guy, the others, the enemy, they're on the move, coming after you.
Right, let's move.
Where are they coming from?
That way.
This way, follow me.
Not that way, Tony.
You said they were over there.
Are they over there?
No.
This way.
They've moved.
Not that way, Tony.
He's going to run into them.
Follow me.
Coming, Tony.
Not that way, Callie.
Follow me, that's an order. Ah! Oh, sod it.
Quick, Guy, this way's safe.
Callie, follow me.
Ow! Ow! Oh. Oh. Okay, I'm dead. You can stop now. Ow! Ow!
Over here, Callie.
God, can we just capture this stupid flag so we can all go home?
I thought you were enjoying it.
Are you mad? This is just another stupid Tony idea. That man is such an idiot. I mean, can you think of anything more pointless than this?
Well, funnily enough, I was thinking that maybe we should try and develop something like this.
As an app?
Yeah.
Paintballing? On your phone?
Yes. A sort of, I don't know, strategy. Hunting, shooting sort of thing. I was thinking we could call it something maybe like Paint Splat Massacre or something.
And just how would it work as a phone-based app?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how any of our apps actually work. I mean, that's what we've got Dominic for.
Guy, can I just say, as ideas go, that is probably the most stupid idea in the history of stupid ideas.
Well, as I said, I hadn't really thought it through.
You hadn't thought about it, period. It's unformed, impractical, half-arsed, dumb, lame.
You don't like it.
Hadn't finished. Derivative, unworkable, ludicrous, and crap.
As I said, it was just an idea.
And as I said, it really wasn't.
Guy! The enemy know there's only two of you left, so they're coming to flush you out.
Okay.
But I know where they are, so you can get the drop on them.
That's a great idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. Don't you listen, Guy.
But you have to get moving now.
What?
See, that's the problem with you. You are unstable, always distracted.
Come on.
Like your mind's somewhere else.
They'll be here any minute.
Right.
You're not listening to me now, are you?
Guy.
Guy.
Come on.
Ow. That hurts.
The truth often does, Guy.
Do it again and I'll let you have it.
It's for your own good.
You mean, do this?
Ow! Right.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
You missed me, Guy.
You shot me, Guy.
No. Sorry, Callie. I didn't mean to. Honest, I meant to shoot someone else.
There's no one else here!
I know.
So I'm out the game, and you can go on, capture the flag, and grab the glory for yourself?
Callie, really, I didn't mean to.
Nice move. And why I didn't think of it myself.
Guy, come on. I'll show you how to attack them.
Right. Sorry again, Callie.
Quite an extraordinary result today, as single-handedly one man, of course it could have been a lady, but in this case it was a man, rampaged their way through the field, literally massacring the opposition in a way that brought to mind John Rambo. In the first film, of course, they went a bit downhill after that. Or any number of movies with Steven Seagal, who in my mind is greatly underrated, both as an action hero and as an actor. Sorry, where was I? Oh, yeah. The supreme victors are Team Salutify Tech.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Well, Team Salutify Tech, I'd say we kick some middle management ass out there today. Our backs were against the wall and we were looking down the barrel of a gun.
What's he on about, Guy?
Shush.
Rude, Guy.
No. Actually, Guy, you're right. Victory against the odds is sometimes the time for quiet humility.
God, that's so beautifully put, Tony.
She is such a creepy crawler.
So let's all have a moment of shush and think about just how awesome we truly are.
Truly.
Right, now shush time's over. It's time for Operation Kick-Ass.
Great!
Operation Kick-Ass is what's going to kick this company onto the next level.
Are we kicking our own asses, Tony?
Sure, Guy. If we have to. Hell, after the asses we've kicked today, I reckon there isn't an ass in the whole industry we couldn't kick.
Do we have a list of the industry asses you want us to kick, Tony?
What's she on about, Guy?
Good question.
What?
I said good. Question?
Shoot.
What do you see as being the real-time parameters and long-term strategic goals of this arse-kicking?
Now, what are you on about, Guy?
I guess I'm really asking, whose arse are we kicking? How are we going to kick it? Why are we kicking it? And what's in it for us?
Those are good questions, Guy.
I was just about to ask the very same questions.
So, what are the answers?
I wish I knew.
He doesn't know.
You don't know?
No. It's just when we were out paintballing today, I thought to myself, we should be kicking some arse. I want you two to work out the details. Hell, I can't do everything myself.
And you don't need to, Tony. That's what I'm here for.
And you, Guy.
And me, Tony.
We have just done a big deal with Don Becker in the US.
A massive deal.
Thanks to you, Guy.
Zapingo is going to be huge.
Colossal.
If not bigger.
And now we have to come up with the next great idea.
Actually...
Kelly.
Something did occur to me today. Out in the woods, I thought to myself, what if we could capture the whole paintball game experience and develop it for a phone-based gaming app?
Hang on.
Go on, Kelly.
Well, I was thinking of a sort of strategy, hunting, shooting sort of thing.
That sounds like my idea.
It is your idea.
Of course it's my idea, Guy.
And you thought it was a terrible idea.
No, it's a great idea.
I'm liking this idea.
I was thinking we could call it something like, I don't know, maybe...
Paint Splat Massacre.
No!
Yes!
It is my idea.
How does it work?
Oh, I don't know. Thought we'd get Dominic to do that.
Great idea. Genius, Kelly!
As I said, it just came to me.
What a liar.
You see, Guy, this is the sort of kick-ass idea I'm talking about.
Callie.
Guy.
You tell her, Guy.
That was my idea.
Actually, it was my idea.
No, Guy. I think you'll find it's my idea now.
Marika, get Dominic in here, quickly!
But...
Oh, I'm sorry, Guy. Have I shot you? I didn't mean to.
Right, we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Paint Splat Massacre. I love it. Good work, Kelly.
She's stolen my idea, Guy.
I can't wait to tell Don Becker all about this.
Tony?
Where's Dominic?
Gone.
Gone where?
California, apparently. He sent you an email.
I never read Dominic's emails. I can never understand them.
I think you'll understand this one.
What's an email?
It's electronic mail.
Electronic? Wow, that's really exciting.
It's really not. It's usually stuff you don't need to know, sent by people you don't want to know.
Guy?
Callie?
Who are you talking about? talking to?
No one.
Charming.
Are you talking to yourself?
Might be, yes.
Rude.
You know that's the first sign of madness, don't you?
Is it?
Yes. I hope you're not cracking up on us again. I'm going to need you working on my brilliant new idea. Paint splat.
Bastard!
He swore!
What's the matter, Tony?
Dominic says he's taking a job with Donald Becker at Investortech US!
He can't do that.
He has done that.
Bastard!
He's said it again!
What?
Becker's just cancelled the Zapingo contract!
Can he do that?
You hadn't signed it.
He's just done it!
Guy, what happened?
We've just had our best idea stolen from us.
How can people behave like this?
Yeah, that's a good question, isn't it, Callie?
Yeah, Callie.
Oh, is it, Guy?
Yes, it is, Callie.
Callie.
Right. We need to do something. Marika, what can we do?
Well, I've looked at his contract.
And? Well?
Well...
So you can't do anything?
Apparently not. Tony didn't put an intellectual property clause in his contract.
I'm not supposed to know what that means, am I?
No. Basically, it means we can't stop Dominic taking our Zapingo idea and giving it to Donald Becker.
And you can't stop that Lady Callie from stealing my Paint Splat Massacre idea.
My Paint Splat Massacre idea? You're imaginary, remember?
So?
So? You're from my imagination.
And you're real and you can't stop her stealing it.
No.
You can't do very much, can you, Guy? I mean, what's the point of being a grown-up? I thought you'd be in charge of things and tell people what to do and know stuff and be able to do anything you wanted.
All right, don't go on.
Your life is rubbish.
Thank you very much. I thought you were my friend.
So you admit it, we are friends.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I suppose so.
Good. So what are we going to do?
I don't know. Without the Zapingo contract, the company might fold and I'll be out of a job. Then I'm finished. Done.
I mean,
I could lose a house if I can't remortgage or get a bridging loan. And with my credit rating...
Guy...
I don't think there's a card left I haven't maxed out.
Guy!
I might be able to consolidate my existing debts and restructure.
Guy!
What?
I meant, what are we going to do now? Tonight? Because the one thing you can do is stay up as late as you like, can't you?
Of course I can.
So?
I don't know.
Well, we've got to do something.
Let's just watch some TV.
Wouldn't the telly have closed down now?
No, TV doesn't close down.
What? So we could stay up all night?
Yeah.
So what's on?
I don't know. Everything. There's about 200 channels.
200?
Well, we'll see what's on. Get a pizza delivered.
You can get pizza delivered?
Well, yeah, of course.
Like real pizza from Italy?
No, from the place down the road. Everywhere does pizza these days.
And you can have it after your tea time and everything? Guy, why didn't you tell me this?
I don't know. I was worried about other things.
Why? Guy, your life is brilliant. Let's do it. Telly and pizza.
OK.
How did you do that?
Remote control.
Your telly is controlled remotely. Like magic.
Yeah, sort of.
Wow. Can we watch the Black and White Minstrels?
Henneke, you've got a lot to catch up on, mate. Henneke was written by David Spicer. Guy was played by Bill Bailey, Tony by Dave Lamb, Marika by Elizabeth Carling, Callie by...